Yeah. Are we going? We're going.
Right as the trucks pull up.
All right. What are we doing? What's happening here? Oh, suddenly we've got a lot of wind. That's no good. Which way do I want to go? I want to go this way. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the dubious Morel Esculent... what am I going with this? Yeah, what you need to know is it's 1930 UTC. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And our dubious goals today is to check for mushrooms because it rained. And it rained good. It rained perfect. It rained last night. Started raining last night. I don't know when. About 10 p.m. local time. And that went on till about 1:30 or 2. And then I went to sleep about an hour and a half later. And then somehow it started up again. And it didn't stop until about an hour ago. And so, and it was pretty good. It was medium pace rain. It just sort of soaked in really nicely because it took a break a little bit. There might have been some hail. And that's always good and interesting. And so, I am at OPPD. I am at the OPPD Arboretum. I'm sort of walking up Marmot Alley. And I'm looking for mushrooms. Now, it seems to me that this is still a little bit early to be expecting to find anything. But this is just how it works. You gotta go out. You gotta look. Every time, because that one time when you think, oh, this is not going to be the day that they pop up, that's the day that they pop up. So, you know, be ready. Be aware. So I'm just sort of walking around in this little spot looking for esculentas. Not finding any esculentas. So while we're over here on this side of the forest and everything, we are going to hop over here and see if we can see any matis in that mati zone. More people are starting to show up. When I got here, there was only one other car. We need to get back into the mushroom area. I don't see any matis hanging out in front of their hole. So let's get a move on. Of course, my natural mushroom hunter paranoia has kicked in. Oh, other people are here. That's no good. They're gonna get my mushrooms. Well, I don't really think we can expect to find any today, but there are people out there who are thinking the same things as I am. Alright. Just gonna look up into that field to see if there's any matis. I can't really see anything. Okay, let's just get a move on. Oh. So yeah, I'm not having the best day. Something woke me up. I don't know what it was. Something woke me up hours earlier than I normally get up. Weird pain in my gut. And I was rolling around, groaning. And the pain finally went away, whatever it was. Then I couldn't go back to sleep. So I watched football. Yeah, I caught the early game for the first time in, I don't know, 8 months. And now in between games. It was great. It stopped raining right at about halftime. And I was thinking, somebody might be going outside. And that somebody just might be me. Then I thought a minute, and I thought, yeah, it is going to be me. Sweet. So I'm walking along the path here, checking various areas for all kinds of stuff. I'm glad they put some fresh mulch down here, because mulch always carries mycelium. And now the sun is in my face. I had not really planned on going out today. Being Saturday, and is this the last Saturday in April? Oh my God, it is. No, it's not. I'm thinking of the calendar in my mind. This is May, dumbass. And I gotta stop right around in here to check these areas for mushrooms. First time I ever found a morel out here, it was right under that bush over there. What was I talking about? Ow. My gut isn't 100%. But yeah, I was just sort of planning on staying home today. Watch football, because we're getting down to the wire. There's only a couple weeks left. So I was thinking, yeah, I'll just watch football and have a good time being me. Which means I would sit around and play my cigar box guitar. Now, do I want to walk up the muddy deer trail? Yes, I do, because sometimes there's mushrooms in here. And the funny thing is, I don't think anybody else knows they're here, because I've been here, I think it, what was it, 2 years ago? We came here, we found some stumps, we found some places where people found mushrooms and picked them. And then over here, we found like a half a dozen. So somebody wasn't looking too completely and carefully. I'm not seeing any Morchella esculenta, but there's some Caprinus by the stump. Yay, Caprinus! That means mushrooms are growing. Hooray, hooray. For all of our mushroom buddies. Oh, holy crap. Holy crap on a half stick. Danger, Will Robinson. We've got two. We've got morel mushrooms, people. We've got Morchella esculenta. I'm a god. All right. What do we do first? Oh crap, I forgot the camera. And that was funny, because I was, when I was getting ready to leave. Okay. So what we do is we stand still. The first thing we do is look around, make sure we're not standing on any mushrooms. We are not. Carefully look around. Probably should carefully come back down in this area. Damn, I forgot the camera. And I went into the room to pick up everything else and get all the equipment. And I forgot the damn camera. All right. So, this is an exciting time for the Dubious Mushroom Committee. See, I should be looking under all these big leaves. Now that I know that these guys are popping, we need to do all the tricks, people. We need to do all the tricks. Okay. Where are they? Come on, you little golden-y pieces of money. I've taken the knife and the paper bag out of my pocket, and I think this is a really good time to remind everyone that when you are hunting the golden morel, always be sure to use a paper bag. Do not use plastic bags. You'll just ruin the mushrooms before you even get them home. All right, now I'm approaching the mushrooms again. I gotta move some sticks to get to them, and while I'm squatting down here, I will look around. I'm low to the ground. I'm looking for other dudes. Wow, and it's weird because these almost look like... These are kind of big. There's two growing right next to each other, and they're about the size of golf balls. Bloop. Cut one off at the base of the stalk, drop it in the bag. Get the other one. What you want to do is, two tips here, kids. Use the paper bags and use a knife. Never pick these with your hands. When you pick them with your hands, what people do is, you know, they grab the mushroom and they pull up on it, right? Well, that's not good. You'll either just pull the head off and leave the stalk, so, you know, why leave extra money on the ground? And that pulling action can actually disturb the mycelium, and disturb it enough that it dies and you don't have mushrooms in that spot anymore. So it's always the best idea to take a knife with you, a little paring knife or a utility knife. I just got a 29-cent utility knife with me right now. Cut the mushrooms off at the base. You know, get as much mushroom as you can, and do not disturb the mycelium so that you'll have mushrooms there again the next year. I'm walking back down the deer path, checking the spots that we've already gone over. Now, the funny thing is these mushrooms, they almost look like they might be a day old. This is weird. Now, I'm kind of surprised that we found these. Does this mean that we're going to have a long season? It might. It just might. And now I feel very... What is my emotion that I'm feeling? I think I'm feeling anger. I'm feeling anger for not bringing the camera and sharing the first morels I found with you, my loyal listeners. All right, I'm still standing here. I wonder if I want to go this way or if I want to come back down the main path. I want to check the main path because I know some spots where morels will pop up over there. But we're just going to walk through the deer path area here and basically check. Now, the funny thing is we're kind of on a hill. So if morels are popping this high, does this mean that we're going to find any over in the secret mushroom spot? I don't know. I'm walking really slowly because I'm scanning both sides of the path. Because if there's mushrooms high... God, this is weird. This is sort of weird. Definitely was not expecting to find these today. And if that means this is go day, I'm wondering about all the other places we should be checking. Like Tranquility Park. And, geez, remember, what was it? Not last year, 2 years ago? Went crazy in Tranquility. Found dozens. And I even found loads when somebody else was there. Not some woman was there. And she's like, oh, my family just loves these. My kids love them. I showed her where there were a bunch because, well, I didn't need that many. And actually, they weren't in that great a shape. And she didn't care because she was carrying a plastic bag and she was picking them by hand. Rank freaking amateur hour. Don't do that, kids. Be cool. Be a pro. Like me. I'm just a guy wandering around in a forest. Woo, woo, woo. Okay, if they were high, that means we gotta check this side of the creek over there. And now I'm walking back down the main path, heading back towards where the... deer path goes up into the woods here. And I gotta check this area over here because I know that sometimes they like to pop up. Let's see, where is it? It's right around here. Man, oh man. We're on the gold, people. We're on the fungal gold. These two look a little funny. The tips look like they're dried out, almost as if they popped up early and then got sunburnt. But I just don't think that's the case. I wonder if I should step back into there. Because I do remember finding some good-sized ones back in there. All right, what we're going to do is we're just going to concentrate on this side. Then when we walk back up this path to go to the main mushroom area, we'll pay attention to the other side of the path. Okay, that's a plan. My God, I can't believe that I found two of these bad boys today. Wouldn't have thought we had enough water, but we must have gotten enough overnight. All right, I'm coming into the woodsy bit here. Just for a second. To look in various directions because it's convenient. There's a lot of water in the creek. The creek is a-flowing. And the weather's supposed to be weird today. When I was looking at the Weather Channel, they said, blah, blah, blah. It rained, and now it's going to be sunny and get warm, and then it's going to get cold. So I'm glad we're out here early, because it's going to be like 60 degrees for another hour or two. Then the temperature is going to really drop off. It's going to get a little cold. Or so they said. And, yeah, there's even supposed to be frost. Frost warning. There's a frost warning for tonight. It's supposed to get down to 36 degrees F. That's like 2 degrees C, thereabouts. God, should I be running around back in the woods over there? I don't know. I'm turning around. Heading back up the path here. And I'm going to look into the forest floor on this side of the path. This would be my right side, which is funny because this is generally not where we find them. But we're looking anyway because you never know. The place you don't look is the place that they're gonna pop up on you. And of course, I didn't bring my camera. Damn it. I even said to myself, oh, remember the camera. Damn it. All right, so it smells very wood chippy right here. All the water is soaked into this brand new bark mulch. you know, just shredded up trees. And okay, here's where it gets weird. We're not going to go up to the regular mushroom spot first. We're going to what is that smell? That smells like deer. Okay, keep moving, keep moving. We don't have all day. But, I don't know, keep your eyes open. We might see some deer-type dudes. And since we found these two kind of high, we're going to stay at this altitude. Yes, a couple of meters does make a difference. And so we're going to check everything that's about this high. Well, where am I? Yeah, we need to go up here a little bit. Oh man, come on. Show me some more of these golden buddies. Oh, but it was, as I was saying before, if we're getting mushrooms now and this early and it's going to be cold, and then we're going to stay at about this temperature and get more rain this week, we might have an extended season. This might not be the only day that these mushrooms be popping. So yeah, pretty much every time it rains, we're coming out to look for mushrooms. Yeah, you can probably hear the traffic of the interstate. The sun's at a funny angle. Anything over here? Wait. Leaf. Yeah, when the sun shines through these tan-colored leaves that are spotted, they look like mushrooms. Now here's where the old deer path was, where it comes out. Should we check back here? I think we should, because this is about the right altitude and everything. Okay. I'm going to move my car keys into my shorts pocket because I keep thinking they're going to fall out of my jacket. And that would be bad. We'd never find the damn keys again. All right, well, I'm not seeing anything right around in here. Let's go over. Let's get back on the trail here, the little deer trail. See what we got going on over here. And this leads us up to the creek here, where we can look across the creek and we can see the secret mushroom area. It's funny because it looks dry over there. Maybe it's just an optical illusion. But we need to get over there. And so instead of walking back and around, we're going to come down here and do a little bushwhacking, take a shortcut to the secret mushroom grounds. Go around here, work our way around this bush with the ouchy prickly thorns on it. Jeez. Man, we just climb up here like this and boom. Here we are in the secret mushroom ground. I've adopted the mushroom hunter's stance. I'm hunched over, looking at the low angles of the ground. Hey, there's that lady who has that giant poodle. She's walking by on the path over there. I've seen her here before a few times. All right, as I look around in this area, it seems to me like the ground cover isn't tall enough. It is very short. not a whole hell of a lot different than when we saw it the other day when we were in here checking. I'm just slowly moving through here, making sure to look where I step before I step, so as not to destroy any of the golden treasure that we're after here. And I'm looking around. Do-do-do-do, it's an exciting time. Everybody loves the first mushroom day. We've already found two morels, two golden buddies. They're round, round-headed dudes. About the size of golf balls. Or a Haro model. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are perfectly familiar with all the things that we compare to golf balls. Yeah, it's kind of funny not actually seeing anything around here. But yeah, everything is telling me that though the conditions are not right for this area. But then again, the conditions didn't look right in the spot where we found these two other morels. So, very interesting. This is good. This means we've got an extended season on our hands, unlike last year, unlike 2 years ago. Yeah, I'm not seeing any Morchella esculenters, but I am looking with great diligence, I may add. This makes me think that I should go back to the spot where we found these and look around in that area, and just in that area, before I go back home. Double check the spot and blah blah blah, but I'm wandering around up in here. Yeah, just not seeing anymore. Now, normally I would be sort of disappointed, but like I said, this is actually making me happy, because I think this just means we're going to have an extended season. These two that I found were the early warning mushrooms telling me to get ready. So now what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to walk up the deer path, because that gains a little altitude. Maybe we'll find some more stuff up here. And then I'm going to go back over. Well, actually, I should check this area too really quick. Let's see, anything around in here? Yeah, see it? Nothing, but this area looks a little bit better. Okay, but here's where it gets weird. We're just about out of time, so I'm going to say that you've been listening to the Dubious Morchella Esculenta Committee, a show that airs on rainy days at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I'm going to keep looking for mushrooms and other dudes and stuff, and I'll report back to you if I find anything awesome. So see you later, and bye bye from the forest.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Some men just want to...
Oh, damn.